Several long-awaited developments in New York's Mohawk Valley are getting a boost from state investment announced last week. The Mohawk Valley was designated a top performer in New York's Regional Economic Development Council Awards. $81.9 million in state funding will support projects throughout the region. Montgomery County Executive Matt Ausenfort said all of his county's priority projects were recognized. First on his list was $1.5 million for infrastructure improvements at the Florida Business Park to accommodate a distribution center for Dollar General.
More importantly, you know, this is another, we're looking to have another major employer in the county, and, you know, we're talking, you know, in the ballpark of 500 jobs and $90 million of private investment. So that's certainly a very notable project, and I think it was certainly high on the list for the entire region.
The region has been impacted by devastating floods over the last several years. Montgomery County received more than $670,000 to relocate emergency equipment from its current location within a floodplain.
You know, that way, should a flood happen in this area, we're not stuck, you know, with our emergency equipment unavailable. So that was certainly a big one when it comes to, you know, public safety and being more resilient.
$85,000 will go toward planning efforts in examining the economic reuse of the shuttered beechnut plant in Canajoharie. The neighboring Arkell Museum has received funding for protecting its collections from flooding and support for a curator for public engagement position. In the city of Amsterdam, $200,000 will help establish a small business incubator program. $500,000 will go toward renovation of the Sanford Clock Tower building for office and incubator space. $500,000 was also awarded to the Amsterdam Industrial Development Agency to upgrade electrical service in the Edison Street Park for existing and future businesses. Amsterdam Mayor Mike Villa attributed the success in securing the funding to working hand-in-hand with the county.
Pooling our resources between ADA and using Montgomery County Economic Development as our community economic development. So we did eliminate that position, if you remember, early on in our administration, and there were a lot of naysayers about doing that. But I think the fruits are being borne right now. As you see, we've been extremely successful.
Several communities are receiving funding for water and sewer upgrades. Other major projects include $500,000 for building stabilization at the Gloversville Public Library and $1 million for the restoration of the historic Columbia Hotel in Sharon Springs. There's a full list of economic development projects in the Mohawk Valley and coverage of other regions' awards at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.